Radio.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
That's actually us playing live right now. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It's Friday, June 1st, 2012. Friday. Everybody's happy about that. It's beautiful here in the state of Minnesota. And you happen to have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan today. Thank you for joining us. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, they hate the truth. The voice of pro-murderers, choicers wish to silence. There should be no such thing as pro-choicers. The patriots that the globalists despise. And by the way, there should be no such thing as globalists. We are them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, just a reminder, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go online, tell us if you like us or if you don't. If you do, go ahead and push that little like button. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. Thank you for high-fiving me, too, by the way, folks. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. I am a networker. I am a doer of the word and out of here only deceiving myself. So if you get mad because I'm posting stuff all the time, then don't sign up. But if you do, and you like to get the information out there so we can bring about change and transformation, real change back to the way things used to be, back to our foundations, that's the change we're looking for. Reformation. Go to Bradley Dean. On my Facebook, double E, Bradley on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Follow me on Twitter, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. If you haven't called in before, do. 1-877-807-7977. And just to be fair, of course, that includes all the enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys.
They can call. Just on Facebook.
That's right, yeah. Or email. We love hearing from you, and so do 53 countries that listen to us on a daily basis, 6 days a week. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves, And make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
In somebody else's head.
Somebody else's head.
Jake, did you want to say hello? Yesterday, by the way, show before yesterday, you were in Minneapolis. We call it Planet Minneapolis. Okay. And when he was on his way back from Planet Minneapolis, he missed the radio show. It was important business, taking care of business.
Yes.
So yesterday, I didn't mean to cut you off, although I don't personally like giving you any airtime.
Yeah.
I just think it's important to show people that I am courteous at times.
That's true.
So if you got anything to say, go ahead and shoot it out there.
Well, I'd like to say
I really appreciate that, Jake. Thank you very much. We'll go on to the next point here. Go ahead, Jake.
WorldNet Daily, folks. The Friday column is up. Bradley Dean's column is called Right and Wrong. You can see it on the video slider and also right up there in the commentary section on WorldNet Daily. Also, as Bradley said, Facebook, like us at the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Facebook. It's on the homepage of our sonsoflibertyradio.com. And also the SOL Media, all the stuff that we speak about. And you want to see these stories and read into them a little more, get the research. We've only got an hour, folks. There's only so much we can speak on them. It's SOL Media. That's the button there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Find all of your news that we're speaking about and how we're changing and making news.
And that's really what it comes down to, because what we'll do is when we come back after this break, we'll talk a little bit about right must always be right.
Yes.
So people can get it. By the way, the word right, just a side note, right, defined in Webster's 1828 dictionary, defines out as, listen carefully, folks, right, because rights come from God, not man. Privileges come from the state. God gives us rights. In America, we have rights. So we don't have to go forth to a government and ask them for privileges. Yeah. No, we're not doing that. But listen, right defined out in Webster's 1828 dictionary defines out as conformity. You ready for this? Conformity to the will of God or his law, the perfect standard of truth and justice.
Can't escape it.
No, you can't.
He's the standard.
I mean, and just keep in mind, the author of the Webster's dictionary, the 1828, is none other than Noah Webster. And it says on the original Webster's 1828 that Noah Webster himself taught millions to read and not one to sin.
Yep.
And sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, anything that breaks God's moral law.
And this is also in the preface of the 1828 dictionary.
Jake, what did you say?
The preface of the 1828.
Dude, that's not what you said. You said preface.
Preface?
Yes. Well, just preface. Let's say it like we say it in the state of Minnesota, preface.
Preface?
Yes.
Preface.
Boy, speaking of faces, did you see that guy in Miami that got his face eaten off?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really what you'd call losing face. Oh, that's bad. Losing face. Oh, that was a bad one.
Losing face, preface. Back to the preface of Mr. Noah Webster. In my view, the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident to my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights, speaking of rights,
yes,
and privileges,
amen,
of a free people.
Amen.
The Christian religion, right in the front. Right,
and if
front
everybody would understand that, they wouldn't tolerate what they're seeing come from a corrupt administration.
Because it's a threat to their rights.
It totally is.
Yep.
Yeah. Christians are a threat to corruption, folks.
Yes, they are.
It's just that simple. You're getting in trouble as a Christian, or for righteousness sake, praise God.
That's right. That's where you should be.
Yeah, as we've said before. Listen, the church is on fire, and the only thing you see around the church is a bunch of ashes. And that still stands true today. And by the way, William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, said if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to
do some troubling of the present.
Yep, you're going to have to trouble the present. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll come right back after this break. Right must always be right. Stay with us. This is awesome. I love this train of thought. I always do.
Good train.
I never get on topics that I don't like to talk about.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. RadioDeans.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. What I'd like to do is I'd like to kick off Right Must Be Right, because, again, I love this train of thought. I never talk about things that I don't like to talk about in the sense of giving forth the answer, bringing about resolve. And then as soon as we get done doing that, I want to talk about high school in 1967, parallel with 2010, just to show you the dramatic fallout, the digression. And that's crazy stuff.
To say the least.
You know what? I'm just getting really curious about that right now, as a matter of fact. Maybe we should talk about the high school first and then Right Must Always Be Right, or should we talk about Right Must Be Always? Well, let's do Right.
Stick to the right.
Let's just stick to the right. Let's do the right thing.
Yep.
Because the right time to do the right thing is right now. Right?
Right.
All right. Notice today that everywhere you turn, it seems that the lawless, listen carefully, are demanding their rights. Oh, boy.
Rights for the lawless.
Right is defined in Webster's 1828 dictionary as conformity to the will of God or to his law, the perfect standard of truth and justice, his Ten Commandments, which he never abrogated. Now, I want to set the record straight real quick so everybody understands, with all clarity of mind, that rights come from God, the ruler of mankind. They're inalienable. They're unchangeable. Listen, what God says when he gives us right, as long as we follow the rule of the ruler of mankind, we're cool. Yet there are some who want privileges from the state to break the laws of the right giver. In their ignorance, they replace freedom with licentiousness. Abraham Lincoln stated, "No law can give me the right to do what is wrong." Yet today you see those that are doing the wrong contrary to the right giver, and they're claiming that they want their rights. For example, Barack Obama on Tuesday awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Listen to how backwards this individual is, folks. On Tuesday, Barack Hussein Obama Nation awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which he described as the highest civilian honor this country can bestow, on retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who wrote a Supreme Court opinion arguing that a woman was exercising her right to liberty when she hired a doctor to kill her child through partial birth abortion. Corrupt judges giving privileges to commit the crimes in the face of the right giver? Folks, they have violated their oath of office. They ask for God's help to do that which is right in the office that they've occupied. And when they get there, they set themselves against the right giver, therefore breaking their own oath. Charles D. Montesquieu said that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not to break the law. And remember what Abraham Lincoln said, no law can give me the right to do what is wrong, but yet they do it anyways. Because again, responsibility lies at the feet of the American people. Corrupt judges giving privileges to commit the crimes in the face of the right giver. And here you have a corrupt individual giving him the highest medal of honor, called a medal of freedom, a freedom to kill, saith the president of these United States. He's honoring those that kill babies and judge in accordance to violate the right giver's laws. Women now want the right and free choice to kill their babies in the womb, in which the corrupt government offer, which is contrary to God's laws. Again, while ignoring the right giver who warned not to fornicate sex before marriage in 1 Corinthians 6:9 in the first place. Oh, and by the way, if anybody would like to argue about abortion, 93% of the abortions occur for social reasons, friends. In other words, they went out, Hollywood taught them how to commit sex, or have the commit the crime of having premarital sex, because it is again. You can just go to Exodus 20 and see the seventh commandment says, thou shalt not commit adultery. But Hollywood promotes adultery and fornication, sex before marriage. Then the little girl goes out and she practices what she was just taught. She has a baby, and there's the government right there to act as the bureaucracy, and points him the finger and says, go to that Planned Parenthood put over there, and you don't even need your parents' permission, and go ahead and kill your baby. And that's how they make their money. Yes, folks, that's a fact. Instead of obeying God and teaching the kid abstinence, which, by the way, 93% of the population, student population in public high schools, want to be taught abstinence. By the way, this president, just a side note, took all that funding away. He didn't want the kids to learn abstinence. See, what he wants is he wants an easy prey. He's got to demoralize the people. And once they demoralize the people, they're an easy prey. They can control them. They give up their sovereignty to God. They don't obey God. So therefore, if they don't obey God, then they lose their rights. They give their sovereignty over to the state, where they ask for privileges. And just think, the state is there to help the kid enact a crime against God and his parents, because they don't have to ask for their parents' permission anymore to have an abortion. But there's the president giving the highest...
Yep. Here's a medal.
Of freedom.
Great work.
Isn't that crazy? By the way, folks, this is completely illegal. Man can contrive laws all day that are contrary to God's. You know what? That's wonderful. Keep doing what you're doing. In this spirit, the law is perpetual. It's always at work to show you that which is right and that which is wrong. Always. God is always in his mercy bringing forth public judgments to the light to show you the difference between right and wrong. Is it right to kill an innocent baby in the womb when the girl herself is guilty for breaking God's law? But what do they teach the young girls? Kill the fruit. Kill the innocent child. And then that way you don't have to worry about anything. And again, as I said, your parents don't even need to know about it. I know, but don't tell them about the psychological damage that you're teaching that little girl. And by the way, Planned Parenthood is aimed at having your students in public schools throughout this country, this criminal organization that's popped 24 hours a day, and yet they still survive. How do they survive, folks? And they make millions of dollars. They've confessed to their crimes, tax evasion, murder, prostitution, anything and everything you can possibly think of, yet they're still there. I'll just teach the kid to kill the innocent baby. Planned Parenthood and these abortion clinics, their goal, friends, is for you to abort, or your daughters to abort, 2 to 3 kids. Just ask the insiders. They'll tell you. But they call these rights, friends. Let's go to the homosexual agenda. Homosexual communities say that they are being discriminated against. Discriminated by who? Folks, they're subverted and they are condemned of self. And why? Because they set themselves against the right giver himself. The law doesn't discriminate against homosexuality. Listen to me carefully. It does not discriminate against homosexuality. It only condemns homosexuality. That's the purpose of the law, to condemn crime. And subverted and condemned of self is just that. They're condemned of self because they're at war. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. You can't be at war with God and your conscience and you're just going to be okay with everybody. No, it's not going to work that way. You have to, instead of aiming it at yourself and taking responsibility and repenting before a just and a holy God, what happens? Subverted people and condemned people, they get mad at everybody else. So they got to go take it out on everybody else. Just like that guy named Cain and Abel.
Get rid of it.
Wow. The good guy's doing the right thing and the bad guy's doing the wrong thing. But the bad guy goes, takes a club and he goes and kills what? Mm-hmm. Abel.
Yep. What makes him guilty?
Yeah. There's nothing new under the sun. Just like when Jesus was walking around saying, you seek to kill me. They said, what, is he mad? And then all of a sudden people start touting up around him saying, is this the man they want to kill? But they say nothing to him because he speak boldly. But Jesus comes back and said, hey, listen, I know who you are. You come from beneath. I come from above. And there's no truth in you. That's what it means to be subverted and condemned of self. Jesus just said it. Either you hear him and you have ears to hear him and you have eyes to see him, or you don't. And if you don't get mad at Christ. But that's why he was crucified.
That's right.
And that's why Christianity is such an offense and a stumbling block to the workers of what? Iniquity and disobedience. They hate the truth. So they got to blame somebody else. We're going to come back with right must always be right. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Right must always be right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, the definition of right is defined in Webster's 1828 dictionary as conformity to the will of God or to his law, the perfect standard of truth and justice. I'm having Heather right now try to find this piece off a documentary called Blood Money, where an insider can tell you exactly. She's just pointed at me now saying she thinks she's got it. I want you to hear what she had said. But apparently we have rights now to go ahead and murder babies. Let's go on. What of illegal immigrants? What of illegal immigrants? I say, what of illegal immigrants? Boy, isn't it interesting, folks? You call the bank today and it starts talking in Spanish and all of a sudden it says, if you'd like to have this transaction in English, please press 1. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck is this about. Isn't this kind of backwards?
What other language should they?
I don't know. I mean, we have to learn their language so we can understand what the teller is trying to tell us as to what our options are.
Our own country.
Man, brother, something's straight up wrong with that, dude. Okay, let's go on. What of illegal immigrants? The illegal immigrants in America demand, listen carefully, folks, the right to vote. This should jack anybody up. The right to vote? They have no footing demand to demand anything in this country because they have not been given the right to break the law by coming into America illegally in the first place. Does that make somebody out there mad? Well, do it the right way. You don't commit a crime and then expect to commit another crime. And just think about it. You enter in the country as a criminal because you broke the law at the border, and then you want to go on breaking laws, and we want you in America? No. No. Now it's gone so far that now criminals in jail are demanding, listen carefully, folks, their rights. They want the right to tell the judge as to how they are to rule in their particular case. Wait, didn't they forfeit their rights when they broke the law? Yes, they did.
I love the guys. They want the special halal meals, and it's religious discrimination if they don't get their, you know, they eat a certain type of meat.
Well, you know, I mean, they're complaining about their food now. They're complaining about their gyms their entertainment facilities. Their TVs aren't as big as they need to be, and the carpet's the wrong color on the floor. I mean, just commit a crime, folks, and they'll throw you in a Holiday Inn somewhere with bars on the windows.
And don't you love it? It's they're fighting in jail for their religious rights to worship God. Hold on.
Dude, you're talking about a different issue, though.
No, this is exactly it, because they're demanding their rights in jail.
But you got to explain the situation. Yeah. You're talking about two Muslims.
Yep.
Yeah. So explain it.
Well, I'm not talking about any specific case other than the halal meals. These Muslims go to jail. I think one was for murder. And it's saying it's religiously discriminating against them because he's forced to eat a certain type of food, and that food is displeasing to his God. Well, how did you wind up in the jail in the first place if you were pleasing God?
I can tell you.
weren't pleasing
here,
God?
Here, teacher. Pick me.
Mr. Dean.
They broke the law.
Exactly.
So, therefore, they forfeited their right. That's why they don't have freedom anymore. Yeah. You know what's interesting is when we posted an article just recently, some joker said, in America, we have the right to break the law. I said, you are about the biggest fool I think I've ever heard. I said, try it and then call me from jail.
And that's why the veterans died, too.
Yeah.
I think he put in there so that we can break the law.
No, the veterans died in vain when people fall for this foolishness, licentiousness.
Yeah. There's no point in a veteran.
No. Just think about this. Jails and the criminals that are in the jails, they want to right. By the way, they don't want to right the wrong. They just want to break the law.
That's right, because wrong.
And they
put
call
them
it
law.
That's exactly right. Right?
But they want a right.
They want the right to break the laws of a republic, a right in which they do not have. And again, that's why they lost their freedoms. And let me just reiterate this one more time because I love this quote by Charles de Montesquieu. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. That's it. Here's
liberty.
Here's another highlight, folks. The Democrat does not have a right to break the law no more than a Republican has a right to break the law. And folks have compartmentalized in their brains. It's a terrible place to be when you have two brains and one constitution.
Multiple brains and one constitution.
When a Democrat breaks the law and a Republican breaks the law and an independent breaks the law, what stands contrary to them? The law!
Mm-hmm.
But America's fallen for the fact that, there's a left and there's a right and there's an independent party. No, be Christocrats, said Benjamin Rush. There's only one constitution. Again, folks, they act as if we have two constitutions. No wonder why America's given man's 10,000 commandments, because some out there will not listen to God's simple 10 commandments.
There's only one giver of rights. There's not multiple giver of rights.
Totally.
Unless, you know, we go back to pagan civilizations like Egypt, this guy gives me the right to reign, this guy gives me the... That's foolishness. And everybody knew that they were lining the coffers by using their false gods. There's only one giver of rights. Therefore, there can only be one law. Because law is what protects those rights. Period.
Here's another thought. Because you always hear some idiot out there saying, if it wasn't for religion, there wouldn't be so many wars.
That's right.
No, if there wasn't disobedient people... Mm-hmm. That would adhere to what God commanded, there would be no wars. How about that one?
That's right.
When he said, thou shalt have no other gods, he meant just that. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, friends. That's who you're going to stand before, like it or not. I don't care what religion you think you want to be a part of. Really, what religion comes down to is which one looks like me.
That's right. Which one makes me feel
it's idolatry. It's graven image. Friend is create a God that suits your sins. I like this one because I can go beat women.
Mm-hmm.
I like this one because I can have 5 different wives. I can be this one and I can have 15 planets when I die. Wow. What's interesting about Christ is he said everything in such a form, in such a fashion, where the definition was so easy to understand that a little child was the model of heaven.
Yeah. And right out in public in front of everybody.
And here we have it. Justin, Bradley, and Jake, Sons of Liberty, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
I was just going to say, like, with everything that's being said with the abortion issue, with the immigrant issue, and with what's going on with the prisoners, it's all part of judgment because people won't listen. So, therefore, judgment is being cursed because it says that your children will be a prey. it also says that, you know, judgment will be turned against you. And people are like, well, why is this happening? Well, we can do whatever we want. That's the problem, is when you disobey God, God sends his curse upon you, and he promises that.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you live with the byproduct of your own choices. I mean, oftentimes it's not even the Lord lining up with the thunderbolts and the lightning. You're just saying, okay, this is the way you want it? Go ahead and have
That's right.
How does it work for you?
Yeah. Well, God said in the book of Jeremiah, let their backslidings teach them. Let them reprove them. That's exactly right.
They'll be their own teachers.
And that was a teacher. Mm-hmm. Listen, if this is the fruit that you want to eat, you want to eat the fruit of your own ways, then go ahead and have at it.
Now, which, by the way, is how we got our Constitution, because our founders understood history, and they studied governments. They saw what worked, what didn't work, and what they were supposed to put their foundation on.
Did I hear you say history?
History?
I thought you said you were 40.
Not yet.
Did you say history?
History.
Say that real slow.
Is.
That's exactly right.
History.
That's what history is.
Yep.
It's just like the church needs to understand the word Protestant.
Yeah.
Protestant.
A little history in some of these churches.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. This is no play of words, friends. This is factual business.
You got it.
And we need business.
Facts are 2020 in history.
Tell them, John.
Matter of fact, we're teaching the children this morning about archaeology in Samaria.
Archaeology.
All of this. It was written, literally, the best history book in the world is actually the Bible.
Duh. Common sense is the one that's been preserved for 6,000 years.
Created, and you know, everything they dig up from the ground, they just keep confirming the
Bible. And every time the atheist and the evolutionist come up with a new theory, it always proves to be false and contrived. How fitting.
Contrary to the Bible.
Wow. And doesn't evolution prove one point, Jake? The more we evolve, the more we turn our back on the Creator. Boy, isn't that a convenient rule. Until you take that last breath and it's all over with.
So kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your ways.
Psalm 2. Thank you, sir. Emily, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello. It just, like, appalls me how with each, like, more and more organizations and corporations are, like, supporting, like, the homosexual, like, rights movement, like, pro-choice. And they're sitting here trying to cause these people to be able to have, like, their rights, which aren't even rights, and they're taking away ours at the same time, because the homosexual rights, are, as they are so-called, are actually just lawlessness, and they're not minding God's law, and they're not right.
Well, I think everybody's figuring that out. Let the homosexuals keep doing what they're doing, because it's working.
And you're going to lose everything if you let them do that.
No, no, no.
You're
going
to lose all your freedom.
Yeah, but I'm taking this as a positive. My faith overcomes the world. It doesn't succumb to fear. It doesn't succumb to lawlessness. It overcomes in Jesus' name. And my point is this. Let them keep doing what they're doing, because they're doing a great job of saving me a whole lot of time of even having to open up my mouth. Just like what Target's doing right now. Keep letting them do it, because the boycott's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They're doing the righteous a favor right now.
Yeah.
And they're stepping in it. So just let them keep going.
All
right. Cool. Thank you for your call, Emily.
And the training is a generation. They're training a generation that wasn't taught to see what is wrong.
Oh, they're trying to. They haven't listened to the 31 states that have already said no to it. And by the way, this is why the homosexual radicals don't want the vote to go to the people, because they know when it goes to the people, it's all over for them.
That's right.
And more people wake up to another one of their deceptive, contrived initiatives day after day after. Just let them keep doing what they're doing.
Keep them going.
Hey, to the homosexual communities, keep it up.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for making progress.
Totally.
You're making progress. Good for you.
You go, girl.
Oh,
you go.
Progress.
You're the best. I mean, what they're doing for us, Jake, right now is totally, totally existential.
No, keep being progressive.
Totally.
Progressively making us happy.
I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why right, temporarily defeated is stronger than evil triumphant. And let me say what William Cullen Bryant rightly said, too. Truth crushed to the earth will always rise again. That's why we are where we're at today. You're just seeing the wicked trying to overthrow who we are. That's all.
Trying.
Who's the bad guy? Huh? The beautiful butterfly.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics
topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, folks, as promised, we were talking about right must be right, and we're still talking about it. I was talking about earlier about the abortion, that the woman wants the right to kill her baby, the fruit of her baby. And I said that abortion, the abortion industry actually wants the girl to have 2 to 3 abortions. Now, this is a former abortion clinic owner. Her name is Carol Everett. Carol Everett. And it's in a documentary called Blood Money. Who did the commentation?
Elvita King.
Elvita King did it. She did all the commentary. Right?
She's the narrator.
A narrator. Oh, well, what's the difference?
There isn't, I don't think.
Well, there's a C on commentation or commentary.
And I think then narrator starts with an N, I think.
It does.
Narrator.
It's a C. And, oh, that's the difference.
Maybe that's
you ever notice that when you're looking up words, it's like they all mean the same. Why don't you just stick to the one word then?
Well, one is bigger, so it's for the smarter people, I guess, maybe.
Oh, but we know what philosophy is, said James Madison.
Common sense.
With big words.
Big words. Existential words.
Ooh, listen to the magnanimity of this guy's mind.
Do you think Miles Finch was big?
I don't think so. But listen to Carol Everett, a former abortion clinic owner. As promised, listen to it from her mouth. Check this out, folks.
A whole plan that sold abortions, and it was called sex education. Break down their natural modesty, separate them from their parents and their values, and become the sex expert in their life so they turn to us. When we would give them a low-dose birth control pill they would get pregnant on, or a defective condom, because we didn't buy the most expensive condoms. We bought the cheapest condoms. Our goal was 3 to 5 abortions from every girl between the ages of 13 and 18. We gave them a low-dose birth control pill that
That's
in
it.
Order to provide...
Now, I believe this woman is also responsible for 30-some thousand abortions in her clinic. She said it was really common, was drug use in the clinics. Doctors going from room to room using the same utensils. There was affairs going on. Crime is all over this industry. And how couldn't there be? Because it's a slaughterhouse.
Yep. What it's based on.
Yeah. And we're talking about these are the people that are claiming rights for women. Well, the question is how much money are they making? That's the real question. Mm-hmm. It's always about the money. And it's called Blood Money. Great name for the documentary.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it also endorses now when they get federal funding. See, that's when the real money comes
in. This is where Obama comes in and points the finger at you, America, and says, you're going to pay for these. And now that's why the church, I believe, is going after him.
Yep. Filed a suit. Cardinal Dolan, everybody knows about the bishops going after him right now because he's coming after their... stepping up aggressively. They're talking about civil disobedience. And I wouldn't even call it that because Obama and this administration is not civil.
No,
there's nothing
not at all.
Civil about him.
No.
So disobedience to a tyrant is obedience to God.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin said that was the foundation of this country, and it's going to continue to be the foundation of liberty, folks, because you can't do business with somebody who's doing things wrong. You know, I get a kick out of this, too, this topic, because now they're talking about they don't want gender discrimination, you know, in this administration.
But you know what? Those good guys in Congress, they shot that down.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
You know, and I heard one guy boldly say that this is the abortion president, and, like, that's some kind of a bold headline. No, it's what he's saying he is.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, you're also dealing with the same administration who the DOJ, Eric Holder, he's not, again, giving guns to drug smugglers in Mexico. Yeah. Trying to blame it on the American gun stores.
Yeah.
Then he's actually going to Arkansas telling transvestites that they can use men or women bathrooms. I mean, that's all they got to do with their time, friends. Folks, this is a fact.
Yeah.
This is in the news just this week.
Guys just want to see into the girls. And now you have this gender discrimination, and now with the abortion thing, they're in favor of abortion, and they can't quite figure out how can we be in favor of not gender discrimination, not be in favor of that, but yet be in favor of abortion when it wants to kill a son or daughter because it's a son or daughter.
Let's take it a step further, just to show you how backwards things are. They call themselves the Supreme Court. I'm humored by that.
Yeah.
It's the Supreme Court under the supremacy of the Supreme Being, friends.
Yeah. Wow.
What, when a woman's pregnant
and
the woman's killed and the baby's killed, it's double homicide?
Oh, yeah.
But it's the same Supreme Court that says you can go ahead and partially abort a baby?
Mm-hmm.
That means when the baby comes out, folks, you jam it with the scissors in the back of its head, and then you jam in a hose and you put saline inside of the baby to kill it?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Just, folks, just think about this. John F. Kennedy said that it was an abomination. This will never happen here. In the 60s. Look at how desensitized people have become. Let's take this call really quick. I got to finish my point. Julie, Bradley, and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling.
No problem. How's it going, guys?
It's going.
Great. Okay, so you mentioned the quote about how liberty is what the law permits.
Yes.
And I happened to come across this lady who was arguing with this guy about the issue of homosexuality. And what happened was I ended up confronting the lady who was in charge of the store, and I said, so why did you get rid of this program if, okay, why are you getting rid of them because of some stupid issue of a homosexual issue? And they're like, well, they didn't have this. And I'm like, no, you're lying. Who came to harass who? And it's just like, she had the choice not to come up to the individual and talk to them about those issues. And I'm like, you're violating that person's freedom of speech to speak.
Yeah.
What they don't agree on. And I'm like, you guys are being hypocrites.
Well, no, this is totalitarianism, Julie. This is what we've talked about 50 times. They come, they cry, they punch you in the face, and they cry victim. That's it. People are figuring this out.
Yep.
This is what I'm saying. Just let them keep doing what they're doing.
If people would rise up and have enough common sense
totally.
To sit there and say, no, we're not going to take this anymore. No, we have constitutional rights, and it's time for people to sit there and have a backbone and stop being jellyfishes.
That's exactly
enough
right.
Enough.
Yeah, I agree, Julie.
That's how we win America.
Sake of time again, got to go. Thank you for the call, Julie. You know, the point is, Julie, it's set up on the board, folks. Interesting that people who break the law are trying to get rid of the Constitution. That's the whole purpose of them breaking the law, folks. Is to turn the Constitution up on its head when it's the people's responsibility to take the chains of the Constitution and chain down the criminals in government. That's what it's for. Now, listen. Jake, go ahead.
I just have a little thing. This morning we were talking about the kids, and we're learning about licensing and vehicle registration and things like that. I want kids to understand. I want our students to understand taxes and how it happens. So we go to the DMV, and we talk about, okay, you've got to buy a license plate if you're going to own a car in the state. Okay. And then you got to buy tabs every month. And then I said, okay, so can you tell the students here where the tax money goes? Does that go to make roads and things like that? This is just a perfect example of how they want to throw off any type of shackle on them. Now, as of 10 years ago...
That's, by the way, why they have a demigod attitude.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because we're the leaders and you're the peasants.
Yeah.
So she said, as of 10 years ago, she's saying this to our little students. I mean, the oldest one is 9, I think. She says, well, as of 10 years ago, the money that we now make from license plates and tabs and all the titles and fees and things like that, that goes into the general fund now. It doesn't even pay for what people would think it would pay for. Pay for the roads that the cars drive on, right? That's a legitimate tax. No, they don't even want that restraint anymore. It just goes into the big slush fund.
That's
and then
dangerous.
The government spends it on whatever they want. There's no accountability.
That's dangerous, folks. That's why you're having all these problems today in the financial industry.
That's right.
Because there's one pot, and everybody's digging into the pot, and then when it disappears, who did that?
Yep. Cut off the restraint. Well, I don't know who he points the finger at. It could be anybody. You know, just trust the government. We'll figure it out.
Exactly. And what a convenient rule for those that are doing the stealing.
Totally.
I am not interested in power for power's sake, said Martin Luther King Jr., but I'm interested in power that is moral, that is right, and that is good. That's it. That's it. We just want to live in freedom, righteousness. Get off our back. That's it. Friends, must be always right. Truth must always be truth, and purity must always be purity. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles. It must be where it always is. What, is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because that's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. Do away with the law and you have no crime. Criminals love that mentality. And by the way, that's why they break the law, to see if they can get away with it. Right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. We have all heard the lawless try to excuse them, themselves of doing that which is right, just and true, by saying, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. Folks, this is very specious, but it's utterly false. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Sin is moral, not physical. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse to break the law. What, when a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he can't help himself? If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? I love this. Is a man free from debt by the fact that he has spent the money and therefore cannot pay it? Well, what are they teaching you today? In the 60s, it was, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Now today, they're teaching the kids, no, go ahead and ask your government what they can do for you. Two more points. Is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says, I was born this way. Folks, this is a dangerous doctrine. America, the law is a just one and is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. Right must always be right. It can never be shifted from its place. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you, 1 John 3:18, by our deeds. See ya.